This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
You are listening to Dilemmas with Jess Ellis, and today I have Rory Douglas Speed. For people that watch Hollyoaks, he is Joel in Hollyoaks. He's the sexy priest with a bright blonde hair. So thank you so much for coming to do this for us today. For anyone that doesn't watch Hollyoaks or doesn't know you, like, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm from Scotland, you can probably tell. God, it feels like I'm on Blind Date or something.
I'm Rory, I'm 26 and I'm from Scotland.
You're definitely having a date with me, Rory. I think Nadine would be a little bit...
Really, really intense across the table.
So, but how long have you been in Hollyoaks for?
2 years.
My God, time flies when you're having fun.
It really has flown in. Quite scared. I've aged terribly as well.
Well, you are a bit of a hit with the ladies, Rory, I would say.
On what planet?
Oh my God, I've seen grown women drop to their knees.
I don't know, that's news to me. Yeah.
So you've been to my house a lot of times before.
I have indeed.
And you know that I like to play games.
Okay.
So to start everything off, I like to play a little game. And I've picked this game. I've also done this game, Daisy. I think I'm going to do it with a lot of people because it's really fun.
Okay.
But I've picked this game for you because you love sweeties.
As a diabetic man,
yeah,
I love sweets.
I've never seen a diabetic eat more sweets or chocolate.
It's true.
So I've got a game of double dares for you. Okay, I'm going to get it, okay?
Oh, no. Okay.
So I played this with Daisy. So don't worry, I'm going to do it with you. But I'm just going to read these out for anyone that didn't listen to that episode. Okay, so we either have watermelon or snot, cola or cat food, caramel or snail, blueberry or toothpaste, which I think... Is that a bad one?
That's all right, that, isn't it?
So I'm going to say, for this game, you're not allowed to pick a blue. Strawberry or fresh blood, weird.
Strange.
Or lemon or rotten cheese. So I'm going to pick one, cola or cat food. What have you got?
I don't know, but it's brown.
Oh my God, I think you've got the same. So, so after three, we're going to do it, okay?
I'm sweating. Right, okay.
Right, one, two, three, go. Oh my God. That tastes like beef. What's yours? Rory has just gone off into the kitchen. Oh my God, that is disgusting.
Oh my.
Take a drink of your gin. Take a drink of your gin. Wait.
Oh my.
Was that cat food?
It tasted like... It's like a cold Fray Bentos pie. Have you ever had one of those pies that you stick in the oven in the metal dish?
Yeah, Michael loves a Frentos pie.
What?
Don't you, Michael?
It tastes like a cold... Oh, I can still taste it.
Yeah, that was not nice. So, Rory.
Yes.
I'm going to go straight into one of our dilemmas.
Let's do it, right.
Okay. Okay, Rory, Michael, could you keep it down there with your little Call of Duty cries out?
Is that what that was?
Yeah, he went, no.
I thought he was coming down with the flu.
Oh, you laugh because you... That is very disturbing. Okay, right, you ready to go into our next dilemma? Also, I just need to point out to you, I have not seen these dilemmas before. They're on a folded piece of paper, so it is the first time that I'm looking at them as well. Okay, so this is Craig, 25, from Belfast. I had to stop myself from doing the accent because...
I nearly did it there.
Yeah, because
nearly.
I've done it on this podcast and proving that I'm a shit actor.
Go on,
and
give us your best one.
Hi, Noi, Brankai, Belfast.
Oh dear, are you still looking for work?
So terrible. Only cast me in anything Manchester based. Thank you.
Right,
okay. Okay, so swiftly moving on before I lose my career.
Edit that out. No, just
my girlfriend wants to move in together, but I love living with the lads. The question is this: how long can I hold it off before I absolutely have to bite the bullet? We're about to hit our 6 months anniversary.
Oh.
I guess, like, when does he have to bite the bullet? I'd be fucked off if anyone said that about moving in with me.
I can.
If Michael went, when do I have to bite the bullet before I move in with her?
Well, I mean, to be honest, we can net that one right away and say, if you're saying bite the bullet 6 months in, don't fucking do it.
Get out while you can.
Yeah, move on. Who was it? What was the name of the guy sent it in?
Craig. He's 25. You're not 18, Craig.
I feel sorry. 25?
He's 25. How old are you, Rory?
I'm 26.
Oh my God, again, I forget that I'm old and you're young.
Yeah, 25, bite the bullet, move in with the missus 6 months.
Like, don't you think it should be something that you
get out, clearly, if either, I mean, that's
Do you think
stressful.
It should be something that you're, like, was you and Nadine live together, don't you? And yeah. Was that something you were excited to do? I mean, I've heard there was a certain, someone yeah, that made you move
of,
in yeah, together.
Sort of Jess Ellis, we should do. Yeah, we moved in. That was fit. I think we moved in after about 10 or 11 months, which that's quite early. Right.
Yeah, because me and Michael like 6 months, moved in after about 2 weeks, which is completely mental.
Oh, I know, that's crazy.
And so not what... I'd never lived with a boy that wasn't gay. Also, like, I was that kind of person that was like, what, you met them 2 weeks ago, they've already moved in. Crazy,
yeah,
you're crazy.
Yeah, you know what, like, as a phone up for that, we were all very surprised at that.
Yeah.
I think. But it's worked out very well and we're all very, very happy.
Oh, thank you. But also, I think my age was on my side as well.
But never at one point, I don't think you've ever said, oh, better bite the bullet yeah. And I'm moving with Michael.
You could. Could you imagine?
I mean, I heard him say it.
Better bite the bullet and move. I think Michael was like, I'm moving in with Bob. He wasn't thinking about me.
You just didn't even give it a chance.
Side note to you two, like, you moved in after that amount of time, but also you were kind of like, the reason that I told you to... move yeah. in was because I was like, you two are being ridiculous, you're yeah. paying rent for two places when you're basically, I mean, it's a different scenario yeah, for us because we're all living, when we had the job in Hollyoaks, we're located in a location that's not our own,
yeah,
so we've all had to get these kind of flats and houses and
digs basically, isn't
yeah.
it? Yeah, and it made absolute sense. So we'd seen each other almost every night, every day at work,
yeah,
and you said, get a place together, what's the point?
You're well, it saves money, doesn't it? But like, for this guy, like, who also, like, why have you ever lived with boy? Have you ever lived with anyone before? Any boys?
Yeah,
anything?
I studied in Edinburgh and I stayed in a flat with my best pal, Greg, for 2 years. And I also had a girlfriend at the time.
Yeah.
I stay about an hour away from Edinburgh, so it was a bit of a travel and stuff. But I stay with him and this is the first girl I've stayed with.
Mm. Did you like living with... with a bot.
With Greg. Yeah, do you know what? It was ace, man. But see if it was like two or three guys, I think.
Yeah.
Because I'm a bit of a clean freak, right?
But also, you kind of get your fill of it, don't you? Especially if you've got to the age of 25. Like, obviously,
I was 18to 20 or whatever.
I did
20.
I did it all before I lived here, you know.
25, living with the boys and that. Just seemed,
I think it's fine. It's fine. But like, haven't you had your fill of that? And also, like, just because you move in with someone doesn't mean that you can't go out with the lads or have a lads night or whatever. It just means that you'll...
Yeah, it sounds as if his life's about to end. Like, death by firing squad.
I need to bite the bullet and move in with her.
And like,
also,
it's game over.
Putting pressure on that as well, like,
well,
by the sounds of
it.
Well,
we don't know. Again, there's not much context to this one, is there?
I'm going to say, for me, this is my opinion. If you're... not excited to move in with this person, then don't fucking do it.
Don't do it. Because then there's another dilemma at hand. You do it, you're not entirely convinced by the idea anyway. And then when you actually do it and you make the jump and 6 months into actually staying with each other, you realise, I genuinely don't like this person. The dilemma is, how do I tell her? How do I break it to
well,
her?
Well, I mean, I guess that moving in and holidays... Michael?
Yeah, because you spend
Michael,
so much time.
That noise. It's beeping. Can you stop it? I don't know how you do it. But yeah, for me, like, in answer to his dilemma, if you're saying a line like, and we picked up on this from the beginning,
bite the bullet,
then don't do it. You want to be excited to, you know, to buy those pots and pans from Argos.
And do you know what? It's like, yeah, think about it. This is 6 months.
Yeah.
And that's honeymoon period.
Yeah.
Right? That's everything's
well,
great.
Well, actually, I think that 6 months is the make or break point.
Oh.
So you've had 6 months of honeymoon. And then I was talking about this to a friend the other day, that 6 months is you either make it past 6 months or you don't.
Yeah.
Because you've had that loveliness.
Yeah,
and then
okay,
you start to get into reality. Because actually living with someone, it's very exciting at first, but actually it's very mundane. Especially when you get into a routine of things sometimes. It can
yeah,
be like
that's true.
Work, washing, food. It can get like that.
I mean, God forbid. I mean, I make you speak nonsense. I think me and Nadine have been going out now, like, must be a year and a half, maybe just over a year and a half, right? I still think I'm possibly in the honeymoon period. So that's news to me.
I think you definitely are.
That's news to me.
I've seen it.
You know.
Social media's seen it.
It is what it is. But I think if you're saying something like 6 months in, you're absolutely right. No, if it's make or break, I do think
I don't mean that like after that 6 months you stop being like all lovey dovey and stuff like that. I just mean that at the 6 months point, I think that is a big thing of like, are we going to do this for the long term or are we not?
Do you know, that's a good point.
Because you spent six months, it's a relative, it's half a year, you've had a good time, like, is this for keeps or was that just a fun 6 months?
Yeah.
And for me, it sounds like he wants to go and shack up with his mates.
They've got different ideas. She's buzzing off it. He's not. He doesn't want to do it. 6 months in, he needs to bite a bullet. I think you should ditch the relationship.
Find someone that does both.
Yes.
Rory, we're next. We're ready for... Jesus Christ.
Do you know what?
She's on to number three.
Yeah.
The Ginny monster has got my brain entangled.
That's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard you say.
Okay, so our next dilemma. Oh my God, this is absolutely brilliant. I love it when people put this because this is someone that does not want anyone to know. This is from Anonymous from somewhere.
Surely not. That's a fix.
Anonymous from somewhere.
Is that their actual... Is that their name on...
You know when I just read that, I just imagine, you know that... Where they do that off lighting on the camera and it's someone's shaved face.
Blood face.
And they've got like glasses and they're like, hello, my name's Shoan Brown.
Yeah, like,
and you're like, who is that?
They're a crime documentary and they don't want to be known.
But I'm like, I'm sure I could tell someone from their silhouette. Anyway. Well, here's from Anonymous. I'm a twin. Ooh, twins.
Oh, I'm a twin.
Yeah, my mum's a twin. Oh. Twins are fucking weird.
Strange
anyway,
people.
Side note. And it's crazy how similar we are with everything. She wants to audition for X Factor, but she's a really bad singer. I can say that because I am. Everyone else is encouraging her to do it. Should I tell her that she's shit to save her embarrassment? On national television.
Wow. Right.
I feel like this is a great one for you, Rory, because like I just couldn't imagine.
I wouldn't know what to say.
Yeah, how would like are you like what's right, your relationship like with your twin?
I've got having a twin is cracking, right? When you're growing up, it's a nightmare.
Because my mum's an identical twin, and and they're both girls, obviously.
See, I get that a lot. I say I've got a twin. They go, "You're identical," and I go, "No, she's a woman. She's cutting about my beard."
Yeah, because the misconception. I like to say that I only know this because obviously, like identical twins is a freak of nature. So it's one egg that splits into two. You know that, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
What? Are you joking?
No, I knew something like that.
And then, obviously, non-identical twins is two separate eggs. You can get boys and girls that are non-identical, but obviously, hence the reason, a boy and a girl, separate, because, I don't think it would really work if it's like split
into
two. So, I know that there's always kind of like, this isn't always a rule, but there's always one twin growing up that doesn't mind being a twin, but the other one resents it. So, my mum didn't mind it, but my auntie hated it. She really wanted to like...
I can't say I minded it. It's actually quite... It's all right.
They look exactly the same and they're the same...
I don't know. I mean, you hear stories about identical twins and you don't know whether to believe it or not, but things that they go to different classes and they pull tricks on teachers.
Yeah, they're weird. Like my mum like got in situations where like someone pulled up once on the side of the road and was like, get in. She was at a bus stop, like, get in. And she was like, I don't know you. And he was like, just get in. And then ended up getting really angry with her. And then it came out.
The only time I struggled with having a twin was like, a lot of the time we were in the same classes, same group of friends at high school. You know, when things get a bit tedious at high school, and if your twin, say it was either me or it was my sister Lois, if they do something cringy, you've got to, it's like this dilemma. You've either got to back them up or you've just got to leave them be. And you go, okay, my social expiry date is on the cards here. Like,
do I just go, oh my God, loser
Do I join in with the bullies and go, aye, what a prick. Lois's name, right? L-O-I-S. Plain and simple to me, but a lot of the time in class and things, teachers would read our name in a strange way, like Louis, Lewis, and I was the first person to go, "Wait, and the whole class is like laugh at her, ha ha ha. And then,
oh my god, Rory, I've seen a different side of
you. Yeah, she'd get home and she'd be to my mum, "Oh, Rory was not nice to me in class today." And, "Oh, get over yourself, Louis." I think she hated being a twin.
But now that you're older, do you have a close relationship?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like,
do you
tell her everything? Does she tell you everything?
Yeah, it's a good
It must be hard being a girl and a boy though as well.
I do think it would be worse being two boys actually, or two girls. Mm. I think if you're identical twins, I think I know what you're talking about earlier. I think there's a lot more riding on that. Whereas if you're a boy and girl, you've got some differences there in social aspects. Mm. But if you're exactly the same,
it's hard to find your identity.
Yeah, if you're cool, you're both cool. One of you isn't, both of you.
Because
you know,
just because you're this, you know, you look the same, or you're same genetics, doesn't necessarily mean you've got the same personality.
True.
So in saying that you two are close and you talk about a lot of things, putting it into this dilemma, if old Louis was auditioning for something like X Factor, and say that your parents or family, cousins, friends were supporting her and saying that, and you knew deep down that she wasn't good.
God bless her. Like, I mean, yeah, put me in exactly the same shoes. Louis is a terrible singer. Right.
You're not, though. You can sing.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is true.
Funny enough, when I was younger, I auditioned for X Factor. Did you know that?
Did you?
Yeah.
I auditioned for the very first, this is how old I am compared to you. I auditioned for Pop Idol.
Oh, you didn't? I was like 7 or 8 when I was well young in that.
Shut up.
I would, because this is funny because I'm a twin. I would tell her.
Would you? But how would you tell her?
If it was her hopes and dreams.
Yeah, but you've got to think about this. If it was her hopes and dreams, she's going to get someone, either Simon, well, she probably won't get Simon Cowell.
If they're that tragic, they'll be on the telly.
Well, that's the thing. She's going to get the whole nation being like, "Are you fucking for real? Like, you're shit?
Do you want
that for your family member? Or is it worth that, you know, that awkwardness of going, listen, mate, you're not good?
If I think back to the times when she was, I mean, if I was like a person to hold grudges, which I'm not, I don't think. If I held grudges and I thought, "Remember that time we were 6 and did that to me?" I'd be like, "Go ahead, do it. You sold me out to my mum.
Go fuck yourself up." Yeah.
I'd say tell her. Tell her she's terrible.
And how would you say it? Would you say it? Would you be like, "Listen, Louis, you're shit. Don't do it. Would you?
No, I wouldn't. I don't. I'm trying to be like, yeah, I'll put my foot down and be like, "Ah, you're terrible and for the greater good," but part of me might want to see her crash and burn.
Oh my god, I love that side of it.
It'd be funny though, wouldn't it? Me, oh, I remember that time you did that, you embarrassment.
<Do it. laughs> Oh my god, I love it. So in conclusion, just let him do it.
Yeah, do it.
Hi, we're Sound Rebel, and we produce this podcast.
We make loads of entertainment shows like this one, but we also make informative and educational podcasts for businesses. We can help with the whole production process, from idea development through to podcast distribution to all the major podcast apps like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts.
Email hello@soundrebel.co.uk now, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Right, back to the episode.
Go.
Right, okay, you ready?
Yes.
So this is Rosie, 31. Nice to see that demographic out there. I feel like I've had enough of 24-year-olds.
24-year-old know-it-all.
Thank you, Rosie, 31.
Thanks, guys. That's a bad name.
Peterborough. Okay, hi, Jess. I'm in a relationship with my dream man, but it's slightly complicated because we work together. We hate sneaking around, but are worried what people will say. So do we tell our colleagues?
Oh, yeah. Interesting.
Is that a little bit close to the bone there, Rory?
Not at all. Know what you're talking about.
We've got some funny stories about you and Nadine.
Oh, God.
You, Nadine, haven't we?
Yeah, there's a few.
Because I remember like dropping Nadine home and then me being like, "Rory, where am I dropping you?" And he was like, "At home." And I was like,
yeah,
guys,
yeah, basically,
I know you're gonna sneak around the corner in 5 minutes. You just want to get out of the car at the same fucking time.
Yeah, to give people some geography, basically, because of where we shoot and stuff and the place that we stay, a lot of us stay around a particular area of Liverpool.
Yeah, we all drink at the same
place. I literally stayed the street over from Nadine, and it got to the point, it wasn't just you as well. People would drop us off. So we'd go out and somebody would drive. This night it was Jess. And she'd drop Nadine off at the house. And I'd just sit in the back seat, being all quiet. And I was sitting there sort of twiddling my thumbs. And I thought, nobody knows. This is the best kept secret ever. Nobody.
The worst. The worst, I may add.
And Jess just turns around, bold as brass. Rory, get out the fucking car. I know what's going on. Absolutely. It was mortified.
It was almost like those other the other instances that we'd all be sat in the pub together and it was like, oh, I'm going, see you later, bye, bye, bye. And then 10 minutes later, the other one would go, ooh, well, I think I'm going to go. And you're like, yeah, really?
We did that all the, I mean, it got to the point where we'd do that in the pub. Nadine, I'd leave fast. Right, guys, good night. It's been a blast. Take care. And I'd walk home, and I wouldn't even say bye to Nadine. Like, I wouldn't even say cheerio.
Yeah,
because
rude.
I thought, oh, the game's up. The game's up here. They know if I say bye. So I go home, and I get a text from Nadine saying, are you talking to me? So it was more hassle than it was worth, actually.
I think the thing is as well, like, I totally get where you're coming from, because especially in a work environment, sometimes things can get misleading or people can take things what they want from it. But at the same time, like, actually, no one cares that much.
No, like, that's and the thing. No one actually gives a monkey's.
As soon as it comes out, you soon realise that nobody actually gives a fuck.
Yeah.
Because people care so much more about themselves and their lives. That they, but to you, because it's a secret, you're in your head.
Exactly.
You fill it up and you're like,
that's the most important thing, because when you're sitting there and you think you've got something great going on and then you start telling people about it really early doors, people can have a massive impact on that too.
Yeah.
So you want to keep it your own little secret. It's quite nice having your own little thing.
It's a little bit sexy.
Oh, it's sexy as hell.
I kind of like that idea of, like, we're creeping around, it's our secret. And do you know what? I know people, like, and this doesn't relate to you or to other, but I know people that have been in that situation before.
Yeah.
And once the secret's out, they've not worked, because actually their relationship has relied on this kind of, like, this is kind of fruity.
Especially, like, in this industry in particular, like, when people know and the game's up, I think for some people, it's like, can be a major turn on for people, that sneaking around. And I mean, we used to sit, like, in the quiet green room. unlike myself, don't take any clues from me. But when we used to sit in, like, the quiet green room and no one was there, and you'd sit and you just, like, touch their legs. How mischievous. There's a wee kiss on the lips and things. And you go, this is absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, but when everyone knows, it's just kind of boring.
Yeah, I know. But then there's the excitement of, oh, is somebody going to walk in? Do you know what I mean?
It's wanking.
I recommend it. It's fantastic. It's very exciting when it's a secret.
I was going to say, like, from my position, like, I've never been in this position before, but you have. But for mine, I would say, obviously, tell people when you feel. Also, you've got to feel secure in that relationship, haven't you?
It's a defense mechanism as well.
And tell everyone, and then all of a sudden break up, because that's embarrassing as well.
Exactly, it's a defense mechanism. And if you're seeing each other for a couple of months and you think this is great, and then you tell people, and you know, if you work with everybody, you work in an office or whatever, it's wildfire, isn't it? It just spreads like that. And then before they know it, by the time it gets to the last office block, you just split up.
Yeah, embarrassing, cringe.
And everyone's like, oh, I'm so happy for you. You're going, well, he cheated on me the other
night.
When
people, like, propose on social media and the next time you see them, they broke up. Cringe.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, what I would say is, if you're at that point when you go, listen, right, we're in this for keep, like, this is a good relationship, because obviously you can't fucking predict everything, but we're in this for keeps. And my bit of advice from being a bystander of this, that once it's out there, what you will begin to realise is that people are happy for you, and also, nobody, going back to what we said, no one gives a shit.
Yeah.
And when it's all out there, in the end, people just go, oh, you're together? All right.
Thinking about it, it's happened recently, actually, at work, to the point, I got really embarrassed, because somebody at work, they're together, and I'm shit, it's out now, but even now, I don't want it said just in case. Right? This is what I mean. I spoke to him when we were in the makeup room. I went, oh, I'm really happy to hear about you, and and then I felt myself going, like, bright red, and I was going, oh my God, was I supposed to know that? But I put my foot out of line here, because there's gossip ensues, and And it's that way. You think, in your own little bubble between the two of you,
I can't believe
nobody
that you're
knows.
Talking about Adam.
don't throw me
out. What do you mean, Adam and Sophie?
Stop
Big
it.
Shout out there to you guys.
Adam and Sophie, they are together. Yeah. I panicked when I said to him because I thought, maybe I'm not supposed to know.
Okay, so in conclusion to that, I'm going to say, you know, at the end of the day, tell them. Nobody actually genuinely gives a shit. And once it's out in the open, it's yesterday's news.
I agree in some aspects, but if you're enjoying it, if you're enjoying it just being used to, it's the man of your dreams and he's as happy as you are, keep it to yourself because the secretive part is actually really good. It's really nice.
He's even putting his sexy voice
on. You know what? No, keep it to yourself because it is class. It's a nice feeling. And when you feel it's both right to say, let it out because by chances, everybody already knows anyway. So enjoy it while you can, basically.
Well, thank you so much for coming and talking to us today. And I think the only way to end this is to do another double dares.
Oh, okay.
So what I'd like you to do is close your eyes, dig deep into this. I'm actually going to pass you one.
You pick me one. If it's a brown one again, I'll be absolutely fuming.
And we're going to, on three, just do this again.
Okay.
One, two, three.
Oh, mine's really nice.
Snot.
What did I get? It's lovely. Melon. I know it's pink and it's fantastic.
Oh my God, I got snot and I'm going to have a wee because I need a wee so much that's made it like me actually nearly piss myself.
Discover more shows on the Sound Rebel Network.
Like Men Lose Weight.
This is Men Lose Weight, a podcast about four blokes who partied hard through their 20s together and now they think maybe we should try and lose a bit of weight in their 30s together.
Be honest now, lads. Have you ever been in the middle of a personal training session and feigned an injury?
Guys, so I moved from Birmingham to Nottingham 2 years ago, right? Turns out I've been paying for a gym for 2 years that I live over 100 miles away from.
I guarantee at one point or another, he said, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
Obviously didn't try that pizza. Did you try that pizza that came out this year? The one good thing about 2020 where it's like KFC and pizza combined.
I have lost £3 this week.
Just so you know the numbers, I've also lost £3 this week.
Whoa!
I'm down to 17 stone 4.
I have also lost £3 this week.
What? You are joking me.
I am £1 down this week.
It's all
well
good.
Done, mate.
We've all
full
lost,
progress.
Which is magnificent, which is definitely better than last week, boys. Well done.
A lot better than last week.
£10 in a week, boys.
Well, that's like a bait. That's more than my baby weighed when he was born. So we've lost that collectively in a week. So, I mean, if you want to look at that, that's pretty decent, isn't it?
Men Lose Weight from Sound Rebel. Listen now on your chosen podcast app.